Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Texans are coming back to Foxborough for another shot at a victory over the Patriots. The last time, it didn't work out so well for them. The Patriots were able to contain some of their biggest threats, like Arian Foster. In this matchup of the week segment presented by Pepsi, we recap the last time Foster faced off against Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo and what the keys to success will be for another win this week. This isn't the first time Mayo will match up against Foster, and neither was the game on December 10th. No, these two have faced off before, and according to Mayo, they went one-on-one many, many times in their college days.
I mean, I've always thought highly of Arian as a running back. You know, obviously now you guys get to see what he can do. I went against him, you know, every day one-on-one, so, you know, I think he's always been a good player. To be honest with you, like, when we first came into school, it wasn't just like, you know, we're here, rookies, we're best friends. What happened was, you know, he was always at the facility late, and I was always at the facility late. So it was kind of like, well, we're both here at 8 o'clock at night, we might as well work together. So that's kind of how it happened.
But first, let's recap the last meeting these two did have at Gillette Stadium. December 10th isn't likely a night the Texans would want to remember. The last time Houston came to Foxborough, they said it was the biggest game of their franchise. But this week, they have another chance to prove that they can last against the Patriots. From the time the Patriots stepped onto the field, the tempo of the game was in their hands, and it would remain there until the final seconds ran out. If the Patriots should remember anything from the previous game, it should be the fact that the Texans do have some threats on both sides of the ball that could put the Pats in a tough spot if they allow too many mistakes. During his previous performance in Foxborough, Arian Foster, who was the NFL's sixth best running back during the regular season, only put up 46 rushing yards against the Patriots. But now as he gets set to come back for more, he is ranked as the NFL's number one back. The Patriots are expecting the Texans to bring their best game. And Captain Vince Wilfork said it all starts with Arian Foster.
The more touches he get in the passing game on the ground, you know, the better that team is. He's a special player. We understand that. So we know it starts, you know, if they run a game.
He makes a lot of cuts where he makes the offensive line look good, but they're also a good offensive line as well. But he's such a patient runner. You know, I like to, you know, liken his running style to water. You know, he's not that guy that's going to, you know, stick real hard. He's just going to be patient until the hole develops, and you know, he makes the whole team better.
But the Patriots were able to slow down Foster the first time, and the leader of the talented linebacking corps, Jerod Mayo, led the team with 6 tackles, and rookie Dante Hightower wasn't far behind him with 5. Collectively, they were able to handle the running game, but there's no guarantee that it'll be easy a second time around. The Texans escaped the Bengals last week largely because of Foster's 140 yards on the ground, and that's the kind of player the Patriots are expecting this week. Mayo says that Foster has developed into a great player in the NFL. However, in some ways, he's still as phenomenal as he was in college, except maybe minus a few pounds.
He's probably more patient now. I mean, he's lost a couple pounds. He might have been a little heavier in college, but he's faster now as well. He's doing a lot of different things. He's catching the ball well out of the backfield. Just an overall good running back.
In their brief series history, Foxborough hasn't been so hospitable to the team from the South. Houston is 0-2 at Gillette Stadium. That'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.